I'm joined now in studio by Matt Jordan. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
You know, I'm pretty good, Matt, and I'd like to let you know about our official dining guide.
Okay, let me know.
On our official dining guide this morning is Neodache Sonic. Their special for a limited time is their Ultimate Dunked Chicken Sandwich. You can get all sorts of flavors, bourbon barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and buffalo. Pair it with tater tots, and you can set that with a drink. Neodache Sonic is your beat the heat drink stop, and I think we're only going to have about one more week where we can say it's even a little bit hot.
Yeah, hopefully.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Oh, not what I was looking for. Thank you.
All right, sorry about that. Yes, our office line is tied up right now, so if you're trying to reach the office number, you might give it a couple of minutes. That does
just
happen
roll
sometimes.
Rolls through right to us.
Well, the funny one is like when they're calling and it's like AT&T or something and they don't know what the person on the other end is supposed to sound like, so they
yes.
just keep talking like, so are you running, are you, I need to talk about your AT&T account. You know, ma'am, this is a live radio program, you know, like, what am I supposed to say beyond that? And especially when she's, like, persistent.
You're
she's
live
like,
on the radio. You are live on the radio.
You're literally live on the radio right now. what else can I say if they keep, and they keep going from there? It's like,
yep.
Well, can we talk to you about your AT&T account? You are live on radio.
No, you cannot, because we're live on radio. No.
There comes a time I just don't know what to say to you.
Yeah.
Like if you're that well rehearsed in what you need to say to people when they pick up the phone, then you know I don't know that I can shock you out of it. But how was your weekend, Matt?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, did a couple of games. Unfortunately, they were both losses.
Well, I mean that's the way the ball bounces sometimes.
Yeah. Then the Rams won on Sunday, so that was good. They're first in the division. So all in all, it's pretty good. Pretty good weekend.
It's good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah. What about you?
You worked
Saturday morning, right?
I did. I did work this Saturday because my October is ludicrously busy, and I needed this particular weekend coming up for some business that I need to do. So yeah, I happily worked Saturday. I spent some time with the family Saturday and Sunday. A lot of the same.
Yeah.
Nothing real dramatic.
Yeah, no,
nice
I didn't. I mean, I went to my buddies and watched football yesterday, and nothing too dramatic here either.
Before we get in too deep, let's take a quick look at the Bartlett Co-op grain prices. As of September 29th, corn at $3.17, that's up 3 cents. Hard wheat at $3.31, that's down 10 cents. Milo at $2.65, that's up 3 cents. Soft wheat at $3.45, that's down 7 cents. And soybeans at $8.83, that's up 9 cents. And no, that's not usually where we put this, but we are just a little bit behind today. We were doing some live coverage of the events unfolding in Las Vegas, and that pushed open line back just a little bit. I wanted to get the president's comments on that for sure. And just a really wild weekend, and apparently for both of us, Matt, we had I had a friend commit suicide. You said that you had a friend of yours had a friend commit suicide, and then we've had two mass shootings, one in Lawrence, one in Las Vegas, and the one in Las Vegas is the most deadly mass shooting in American history. And that's just, it's wild to think about. Like, this has been a not good weekend, you know? I don't know any other way to put it.
No, it's just been kind of, it's been a crazy year. There's a lot going on in the United States right now. When you think about all the stuff that we had going on that was kind of dividing the nation, and then you had two natural disasters hit really close together in the southern part of the United States that affected those people badly but kind of brought the nation back together.
Right, in a lot of ways.
Yes, and then you have this kneeling during the anthem. It's not a protest of the anthem. They're not protesting the anthem, but a kneeling during the anthem.
Right.
That kind of divided the country once again, and now you've got, tragedies that strike. Again, it's just been kind of an up and down, like, 3 months.
You know,
summer and into the fall now.
Yeah, it really, really has. And, you know, I hate that being in, like, the news business has made me cynical like this. But when one of these shootings occurs, like, I want to be, like, mournful. I want to feel sad and, like, relate to the victims and, you know, send out thoughts and prayers, things like that. But I have sort of been conditioned by working in the news and being in the Army and just being exposed to this sort of thing really often. I'm more curious how it's going to unfold politically. I'm more curious what the spin on this shooting is going to be. Is it going to be about the shooter's nationality? Is it going to be about gun control? Is it going to be about mental health instability? Is ISIS has apparently been trying to claim responsibility for the attack, and Hillary Clinton made a tweet saying that now is the time we need to start railing against the NRA, and people are already trying to make this a political statement when we know next to nothing even about it.
Zach, that was my first thought this morning when I saw it. I looked and I saw the news as I scrolled through Twitter, where I pick up most of my news. And the first thought I had was, here comes the terrorist, you know, comments. This was before I saw the nationality of who the person was, the age, you know, what exactly happened. I knew that terrorism was going to be brought up, and I knew race was going to be brought up, and I knew gun control was going to be brought up.
It's like a tragedy because, like, it really diminishes the loss and the suffering of the people, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the nationality of the shooter was. It doesn't matter what his affiliations were. There was a tragedy that hit us, and first and foremost, we need to focus on making sure the people that were in that tragedy have what they need, and then we can start identifying what preventative measures we might have been able to take. But in this case, it looks like it was just a lone wackadoo. Like, and
yeah,
what can you do about them?
You know, yeah, I know. And then, you know, so that pushes, well, gun control, you know, that's going to... What I don't like about tragedies, especially these, is I've almost gone cold to them because I know that they're just going to be used not to mourn a time of loss, but for people to push their political agenda. And you saw Hillary, first thing, boom, there you go. There's my political agenda. Let me throw my hat out there, my 2 cents out there, and push my political agenda. And because that's all that any tragedy is anymore, is people pushing their own political agenda, and it just makes me cold to the situation.
It's such,
and don't get me wrong, I don't want listeners out there to think I don't feel bad. I feel bad. I'm very mournful for those people, and you know, it hurts my heart. But at the same time, I can't stand that it's just all about pushing your political agenda.
Well, you bring up a couple of interesting points there, and you know, all that stuff really just should not matter at all. Like, this gunman was shooting an automatic weapon. Those are just illegal. Like,
yes.
You cannot own an automatic weapon. So there's no point in making gun legislative debates about this. If ISIS claims responsibility, ISIS is equally as appealing to one race as another. There's no point in making his nationality an issue. That's ridiculous. There's no point in making it even a religious thing, because there are people aside from ISIS that hate the establishments of America. What we need to do, I think, is really analyze the situation, make sure the victims are well cared for, and then we can, you know, maybe with some broader perspective, take a step back and see if there are reasonable measures that we can take. Because it's oftentimes, like, after 9/11, we all sort of collectively agreed we'll lose some of our expedience and privacy at airports, and we'll all go through security at airports now. And there's already been talks about should we start implementing something like that for hotels as well? Should we start having people have to move through security to get through hotels? And I think it's far, far too soon to be having those talks. That is like a fear response. I think the biggest compliment you can say about America, or the biggest, strongest thing an American could do in a time of terror and a time of tragedy, is to try to continue on business as usual, at least as much as possible. When you start allowing these terrorist attacks to take their toll on our economy and on our, you know, our personhood and on our livelihood, and like sucking the joy out of our lives, that's when those terrorist attacks are going to become, I think, more frequent and more, claimed, because they're having an effect, even if, you know, we demonish them and demonize them.
Yeah.
Like, it's still evident that they're having an effect on us.
Yeah, well, and who knows exactly, you know, why this guy did it. You know,
we don't yet
could be
at
as,
all.
It could be as simple as the fact that he didn't like Jason Aldean in country music.
Right. It
you know,
really
you
could.
You never know.
He could have just wanted to kill people.
Yeah. That's what's crazy, is that that's the kind of world we live in. But like you said, automatic weapons are illegal
already.
Period.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with gun control.
And like it diminishes the whole thing, I think, to make it about politics this
yes.
early.
Like, I agree.
I think it's okay to be righteously indignated. Like, if you're upset that this happened, but take a step back and before you start throwing out proposals for legislator or trying to put the blame on one thing or another, then I think you need to get full perspective of what has happened. Then you can start making more reasonable ascertainments about what's going on and what to do. But right now, I think the best thing to do, honestly, would be go to a country music concert, something like that. If you can find one this weekend, or listen to some country music, or send some kindness to the people,
yeah.
to the victims, go donate
support
to the
in some way,
Red
yeah.
Cross, something. But
yeah.
just try and carry on business as usual.
Yep. Well, let's see, I was trying to think of a topic we could switch to.
Yeah, let's
something a little bit more cheerful.
Get off
but
the hot and
you
heavy.
You know, one of the things, we're not always, actually, I don't know if we've ever, outside of the anthem kneelings, we don't really talk about anything too serious. So it was good for us to delve into that at a time where, you know, we need to, there's a time
right.
to be serious.
There's a time for everything.
Yeah, I mean, normally we're talking about grass and superheroes.
and spooky clowns, yeah.
Spooky clowns, but... Yeah, yeah. So, let's see.
But, I mean, we all have complex opinions on
yeah.
a lot of things. So.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween's coming up, right?
That's
true,
yeah.
We're in October. We're finally in October. What's the favorite thing you've worn as a Halloween costume?
Favorite thing I've ever worn as a Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My family is, and, like, my friends are all, like Comic-Con fans and Convention Circuit fans, so I have seen... some really incredible costumes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, not even just during Halloween, but
Comic-Cons,
I've seen some,
man. Those people go all out.
Man, people are nuts. But I think my personal favorite thing that I've ever worn, I have like this safari jacket and a safari hat, and I went as like a big game safari hunter
oh,
one
nice.
Year. That was
nice. That's cool.
I liked that, and I had like the goofy little glasses.
Nice.
I didn't have like an elephant gun or anything, but walked around talking with like a British accent. That was fun.
That's cool.
How about you?
I went as Zorro one year.
As Zorro?
Yes.
That's fun.
And I had like my it was either my mom or my mom's parents. I can't remember. Someone made me a wooden sword.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and they painted it silver and everything. It was really cool. Yep. But we had what they call trunk or treat at our church.
Oh yeah.
Every
trunk
year.
Or treat's the best.
And the people that were really into it would, well, there was a trunk decorating competition every year.
Really?
Yes. And so we went themed. We were always had a theme, you know, with our trunk, and we'd all dress up similar to that. I didn't always dress up with the family because I didn't always like the themes. But
right.
One time we were baseball themed, and I was the player. My dad was an umpire, and my mom and my sister were concessions people. So we gave out candy and, like, the little, you know, and as people would walk by, we'd yell, like, popcorn here.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That. And then one year, this is one of the ones I didn't do. They did breakfast. They were breakfast. And so my mom was eggs and my sister was hash browns.
That's
and
pretty fun.
Dad was bacon. And then another year they did, they were the black-eyed peas.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, my mom always got, she's always been really creative, and she's very crafty, so we did that a lot. But
That's interesting. My dad had a bunch of leftover Army stuff, so every year he was Army guy.
Okay, yeah, well, then, use what you have, right?
Yeah, use what you have. And then I when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a pilot real bad, so I was all, like, he got me, like, a little kid's flight suit, and I was, like,
a
pilot every year.
Yeah.
Except I think I was a Power Ranger, like, one time, but I'm usually a pilot most of the time.
I was Spider-Man one year.
Spider-Man's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, this one was an odd costume. Looking back, I didn't think of it when I was young, but it had like all sorts of like muscles and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and
like the little padded
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, and I was like, Spider-Man was never this buff. Why is this like this?
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yeah, sometime last week somebody called and a nice lady and said she had a free dishwasher and the bottom seal needed replaced. And I looked on the online listing that you guys post, and it wasn't posted. But if she could give me a call at 918-801-6722. Thank you.
What was that number again?
918-801-6722.
All right. I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I think we are going to go ahead and take a little break. We have a little bit of programming to catch up on from that Fox Live report. But we will be back with more Open Line in just a little bit. We'll be going through our listings for the day. There aren't a whole lot of them because we did go live to some Fox coverage. But I will go through all those. And feel free to call me in the meantime. Even if you call during a break, I'll get your item listed for you.